the rest of the story. You are running for president. You have information which would surely defeat the other fellow. But for you to publicize the information might jeopardize the security of your country. What would you do? Would you speak out anyway and win? Or would you keep your mouth shut and lose? One presidential candidate was confronted with that dilemma, and this is the rest of the story. In 1944, Tom Dewey was running for president against Franklin Delano Roosevelt. If he, Dewey, hoped to defeat the popular incumbent, he would need all of the help he could get. And that summer, help arrived in the form of damaging information against his opponent. A shocked, disbelieving Dewey learned that U.S. intelligence had cracked the Japanese secret code in 1941. To him, that meant the United States knew in advance of the attack on Pearl Harbor, but that FDR did nothing to prevent it. His first reaction was that the people must be told that Franklin Roosevelt, to whet our appetite for war, had allowed the Japanese to obliterate our base in the Hawaiian Islands. And then somehow Army Chief of Staff George Marshall discovered that Dewey knew about the code. September 26, Tom Dewey was campaigning. He was staying briefly at a hotel in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He had not yet used his Trump card. Dewey was in his Tulsa hotel room, a knock at the door. Dewey answered. A man introduced himself as Colonel Carter Clark, an Army intelligence officer. He, Clark, had been instructed to deliver a confidential message from George Marshall. In that message, Marshall was begging Tom Dewey to keep silent for the sake of national security. Remember, 1944, we were still at war. For the moment, at least, Dewey could think only of Roosevelt's role in the secrecy. In the presence of Marshall's messenger, Dewey blurted out he knew what was happening before Pearl Harbor. Instead of being reelected, he ought to be impeached. And so was Tom Dewey confronted with the most agonizing decision of his lifetime. Disclose the damning information and ruin Roosevelt and win the election and tip our hand to Japan, or keep quiet and lose the election and preserve the state of our national defense. You know that Tom Dewey lost in 1944. Not only did he keep his mouth shut during the campaign, he never, ever revealed his knowledge of the broken Japanese code. Tom Dewey has been dead for 2 decades now. Now we have a secret document declassified, revealing something Tom Dewey never knew. That the Japanese code was cracked in 1941, but it was diplomatic code. Not military code. It was only after the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor that U.S. intelligence learned how to eavesdrop on Japan's military plans. According to that declassified document, FDR had no advance knowledge of the Pearl Harbor attack. Tom Dewey went to his grave wondering whether he did the right thing. You know he did, because you know the rest of the story.